the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a dog?
Can you protect me, Jennifer?
I could try, Dougie.
That'd be nice. The Doug Steffen Good Day program is on the air for Wednesday, the 31st of October. And this hour, we do our fantastic best. Is that those two words go together well? We are fantastic, and we do our best to bring you up to date on some of the top stories. Hard to avoid, and I guess some educational, there's an educational opportunity here. It's been presented by the, I always like to look on the bright side of things. Okay, what do we learn out of the disaster? What do we get out of this circumstance? Is it global Armageddon? Is it just another example of what's going on in the environment because we've ruined it? Or is it something that we see, okay, how well have the people in New York, how well have the people in New Jersey responded to all of this? And how has the government done, the government's done actually a fairly good job, it would appear. Now, what other influences are there? The internet has been bulging with pictures of the hurricane. A lot of what you're seeing online, however, is fake. Did you know that?
A lot of people are doing Photoshop pictures, yeah.
Right. No matter what part
like
of the country...
Like the Statue of Liberty, she really wasn't hiding behind a building.
No.
Like I saw on Facebook.
All right, why don't you check some of those things? Jennifer's in charge of our social media here, whether it be Facebook or Twitter. What sort of things did you see or did you read from the circumstances? With 24-hour news coverage, there are seemingly endless photos and videos being shared on the social media. The captions that accompany some of them and the pictures themselves are just fake. At least 10 fake photos, either digitally enhanced or pulled from movies, have surfaced on the web as legitimate. I mean, they've been one of the ones most retweeted and shared photos shows the Statue of Liberty with the eyes of the hurricane looming above her head. This isn't real at all, but it's kind of a fun photograph. They are previewed and reviewed at DougSteffen.com if you want to take a look from today's show at the story there. Here's an image that's been shared by many on social media. One of the soldiers guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier purported to have taken during the storm. In actuality, though, the photo was taken in September.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
You did. Images include a flooded McDonald's with Ronald McDonald himself floating among debris. The debris at a Virginia Beach location. Picture actually came from a video by Superflex called Flooded McDonald's. There are photos of clouds over George Washington Bridge, which connects New York and New Jersey. The bridge is real, but the picture is from 2009. So all of that stuff is part of what you are getting. What do you think? 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. What do you think has been the most impactful thing of all of this? Has it been how people are responding to it, the help? Is it? I don't hear a lot of stuff. Interestingly enough, Jennifer, I'm not hearing as much discussion of helping people. Although I'm working with a fellow who has put together a 501c3 to help the folks who have had a real tough time in New York and New Jersey. But I don't get the same. It's not like Katrina. I don't feel that it's like Katrina. The same
energy. Although the images in some cases in Jersey look worse to me than... I mean, did you see the pictures from the Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the houses are just completely... I mean, they're in the ocean.
Right.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, you're right. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's still so new. Maybe we'll see it as people start digging out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yesterday was the day that everybody got those pictures.
So how does it impact the election? How does it impact who you will vote for? The polls show Romney ahead in many of the swing states, depending on who you listen to. The president's people say, no, that's not true. The president is doing a better job, according to Governor Christie of New Jersey. He didn't say better than Bush, but... He was quite
Christie's pretty good.
Focused.
Christie says, forget politics. Don't care about the election. Right. I'm not on the ballot. We need to get the state out of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he said that the president did a good job. I mean, I think Christie's doing a very good job. You can tell he actually really cares about his state.
Right. So is this a move to have him become a presidential candidate 4 years
from now? I think he just honestly cares about helping the people that are in a state right now.
Right. And isn't it interesting that people are so cynical that they don't believe that? Right. I don't buy that for a minute. He's just another
all a move.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, so here's something else that we found at DougStephan.com today. Under the circumstances, the Waffle House, well, you know how I love Waffle House. A couple of Waffle Houses near Allentown, Pennsylvania, closed because of the storm. A couple in Maryland were open, serving a limited menu, according to the folks from Waffle House. They were without electricity, but they did have gas and water. And so they apparently were part of what FEMA was using as an example of, here's how you can do it if you try, that sort of thing. When the official phones at Waffle House and the restaurant is open and serving a full menu, the index is green. When the restaurant is open but serving a limited menu, it's yellow. When it's closed, it's red. So
the
head of FEMA has devised an index after these hurricanes based on Waffle House. So, in other words, the Waffle House Index has guided FEMA in its response. And I guess it started with the hurricanes in the southeast this year. They do quick, it's sort of like a triage. Red areas need help first and fastest. And then it goes like the Waffle House people. If you have green, you don't need the help. Serving a limited menu is yellow. When it's closed, it's red. So red needs help first. Then you go to the yellow areas, and you don't pay much attention to the green areas. So FEMA thanks the folks at Waffle House for helping them guide their way
to come up with their new system. I love
new
it.
New system. Isn't that great? Consolidated Edison says that the power will not be restored to lower Manhattan and parts of Brooklyn until the weekend, maybe even beyond that. 780,000 customers in Brooklyn alone and Manhattan without electricity. I'd like to be there. Our own Roberta Fasanelli, who has homes in Rhode Island,
New York City,
and on Long Island, says that on Long Island they tell her it'll be 8 days to 2 weeks before they get power back there. And things are pretty messy when it comes to boats that are in the harbor and that kind of stuff. So everybody has a story to tell, and that's cool. It's connecting you and me to that story that is important. If you've ever been through one of these things, I remember 1954 when I experienced my first hurricane, and the community where I live, Framingham, has a village called Saxonville, Jennifer, and Saxonville is in a dip. It's in a hole. And I remember going, I don't know, who knows why we were there. I remember going down Concord Street and stopping. The water was 14 feet deep there.
Wow.
And people were swimming in it. And I think I remember how grossed out I was. The thought, you saw all this rubbish and trash and all of this horrible, just oil slicks and everything. And people were swimming in it.
Ugh.
Swimming. And yesterday, what did I see? Somebody surfing someplace.
Oh, people are always dumb and surfing during these things. I mean, it's like, are you really this stupid?
Are you out of your mind?
But you know what? They always survive because they just ride their surfboard. You know what I was going to ask you, looking at the pictures from the Jersey Shore and that area? I was going to ask you how this affects wildlife. Because obviously the sea creatures must go in where the houses are, correct?
Right, yeah. And things like foxes, coyotes, things that can't move but are in suburbia.
Right.
They all drown. There's no other
anything. There was a picture floating around Facebook yesterday of a shark swimming through the streets of Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
think there's many more than just one shark in Jersey. But
that's it. There's a line there, of course. 800-510-8255. How'd your last diet work out for you? Did you lose a few pounds? If you're not satisfied with the last work that you were doing, and it was probably after the holiday seasons, you were getting ready for spring, right? You wanted to look good in your swimsuit, or you just felt like it was time after the season, the holiday season, to lose some weight. This is especially true for women, it turns out, Jennifer. And so for those of you, whether you're a man or a woman, but women who are preparing for the season, you know, Halloween tonight, you got Thanksgiving and Christmas, all the parties, New Year's, and so you've struggled probably over the course of this past year to lose 10 pounds. Maybe you tried to lose 20 pounds before you got into the bathing suit season. Well, obviously you can't do anything about what this summer was all about. But if you want to be on the way to looking your best, here's a scientifically formulated product that will help you lose this weight, and that's what you want to do, and keep it off. The product's called Axia 30. It is the new weight loss formula with ingredients clinically shown to cause the average weight loss of 30 pounds in 12 weeks. It's a fact. It's a fact that this works. Clinical trials on this thing for 12 weeks with people, both men and women. They stay on the normal caloric intake, men 1,850 calories, women 1,350, and still lose an average of 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Isn't that what's important? Lose the weight with Axia 30. Call 800-525-8345 and get yourself to work. A three-month risk-free opportunity for you to lose 30 pounds. 800-525-8345. Yep. You get your money back if it doesn't work. That's a pretty good guarantee. Call now for Axia 30, 800-525-8345.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hemp HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
In the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves are being accused of having too many white players. Some say it's a ploy to appeal to a mostly white fan base. Yeah. The owner claims it's not a ploy to win fans. It's a ploy to lose games.
And in business news, Verizon is teaming up with Time Warner Cable. Their goal, to create the slowest TV, internet, cellular phone service in the entire world, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And one of Apple's top executives has been forced out of the company as part of the fallout from the Apple Maps software on the new iPhone.
Yeah.
They showed him the door. Well, they had to. He couldn't find it because he had to. See, that shows you, though. Yeah. All it takes is one bad apple.
Actually, a lot of it has changed since I lived in Brooklyn. For instance, the last time I was here, I don't remember a hurricane trying to murder me. We're supposed to start our week of shows last night, but we couldn't because of Hurricane Sandy. By the way, anyone want to join a motorcycle gang and take over the streets? After the show. More than 8 million people lost power last night, which means no one's watching right now. New Jersey got the worst of it. 60% of the state of New Jersey lost power. You know, it's funny, when I got here on Friday, everyone I met, this is true, every single person I met told me not to worry about the hurricane at all. And that's when I knew we were in a lot of trouble.
I'm so glad you're here because last night's audience was the worst. I don't know if you guys caught the show last night, but because of the hurricane, we had to do the show to a bunch of empty seats. Or as Clint Eastwood calls that, a full house.
250 Obamas.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan with some jokes from the late night shows. Here's Ellen DeGeneres, Jennifer, sharing her embarrassment at the photos that were shown of her at the honoring ceremony when she won the Mark Twain Prize last week.
It was a fun night. It was a little strange because people get up and talk about you while you sit in a balcony and listen. And, well, I wasn't supposed to be in a balcony. I waited too long to get tickets, so I ended up way up there. And after each person spoke, they showed clips from my career. Now, imagine, if you can, what you looked like in 1986. Really, really imagine it. And then imagine that image projected on a giant screen in front of thousands of people. Fun, right? Wrong. It was not. Turns out most of the 80s, I looked like a wizard auditioning for Showtime at the Apollo.
Ellen DeGeneres. All right, and what would our comedy corner be like if we didn't have just a bit of a snippet from Jerry Seinfeld about Halloween?
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you were a kid, you remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like your brain can't even What is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I gotta be a part of this. Take me with you. I want to do it. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that.
800. Five voice Jerry Seinfeld. It's cute. 800-510-8255. Julie has some thoughts on the storm and its effect on veterans in New Jersey. What do you know, Julie?
Thanks, Doug, for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a disabled veteran. I do suffer from PTSD, and when I heard that the storm was going to be hitting New Jersey, it just scared the living daylights out of me. It took me a while. I didn't want to call because I didn't want to let them think that I was in trouble with my PTSD. And I finally broke down and called them up just to make sure that they were okay. And they had lost their power. Their computer server went down. And they were on the generator.
Nice.
And they're in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and about 100 miles from...
We're limited on time here. Is there a number that folks can call that you know of?
Yes, it's 1-855...
Mm-hmm.
Vet, as in veteran.
Yeah.
Talk.
Vet talk. All right, we'll continue to expose people to that number. Thanks for your call.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. What are the main things you look for in an entertainment device? Probably battery life, portability, and price. And now, with Apple's new iPad mini joining the Kindle Fire and the Nexus 7 on the handheld tablet market, your choice just got a little more complicated. As far as battery life goes, the iPad mini has the longest advertised lifetime. And while the three tablets are all roughly the same size, the mini is definitely the lightest. And with the option to browse the internet with cellular connectivity, that makes it the most travel-friendly by far. But of course, these perks have to come at a price. And with Apple, it's a hefty one. At $329 for the basic Wi-Fi device and $459 for the extra cellular connectivity, the iPad mini is the most expensive device by far. The Nexus 7 costs $199. The Kindle Fire, just $159. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're 9. It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
the biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits
with instructors
GCN's Vincent Finelli
from USA Prepares,
plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
For the day from the Good Day program is a summary of some of the important things that are going on that may not be the focus of everybody, although it's hard to stay away from politics. It's hard to stay away from the storm on this Good Day. You heard us talking earlier. If you weren't around, you can replay this hour because the hours are available, what, about 3 or 4 minutes after we're done with each hour?
Yeah.
They're up, they're posted. So you'll be able to hear us talk about what you actually can read about.
You can listen over and over and over,
right,
and,
exactly,
over and over,
yeah,
and over again.
Yeah. Jennifer and Doug here. The internet bulging with pictures of Hurricane Sandy. A lot of them are fake. That story at DougStephan.com, along with the Waffle House, mm-hmm, playing an important role in helping FEMA decide where they need to send disaster management teams. Brownie, you're doing a great job. Or, well, they don't have, there's not a Ronald McDonald for the Waffle House. There isn't Mr. Waffle.
No, but there should be. Actually, I think you should be the mascot for the Waffle House because you
love
it so much.
I do. I love the Waffle House. I'm looking also at a lot of email that are coming from people that are in the area where the storm has taken place. 80% of the people on Long Island, for example, where our Roberta Fasanelli is, out of power. New York City, everything below 34th Street is out because of the substation that blew up because it was below substation. Hello, mm-hmm, substation below the ground.
Yeah.
It got flooded. There are 14, 15 feet of water in the subway system. How the heck do you get that out?
I don't know. That's what they were talking about. You know, I was watching an interview with Andrew Cuomo. Did you happen to see it yesterday?
I did not.
He was talking about the... wait, Andrew's the one that's the governor of New York,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yep.
Phew. Don't scare me.
No, I was thinking about how they've been interested. The news media has compared the two of them, mm-hmm, as potential presidential candidates. How is this man doing running this state, and how is this man doing running that state?
Well, I'll tell you, Andrew is setting up a platform, and I thought it was really, really interesting. He spent the bulk of the time that he was being interviewed, at least on the Brian Williams news
NBC
program.
News,
NBC,
yeah,
News.
Which is the number one news show at night.
Right. He spent the bulk talking about how these storms are, he didn't say the words global warming, but the entire time he was talking about how the frequency of these types of catastrophic storms have increased, that, but you know, I mean, really talking about weather change more than what they were going to do to fix up the state of New York. I thought it was very interesting. And now they're talking about, he was even mentioning building seawalls and things around New York City because of this now change in what the atmosphere is doing to his
Really?
Weather patterns. Yeah.
So we need to have levees around New York the way we do around New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was interesting he chose to focus on that instead of the recovery effort.
Well, it's his passion, apparently.
Yeah, it was clear, but yeah.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com, in celebration of Halloween, the video features a mashup of some of the best moments from Halloween skits from SNL, including Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, Adam Sandler, Dana Carvey, and a lot more. Michael, do we have audio from that? That might be something. Why wouldn't we have audio from it would be my question. What good is it? Were you going to watch something and you can't hear it? How is it we don't have audio? That doesn't make any sense
together.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The folks at Disney have a very interesting announcement you'll wake up to this morning. They announced last night they have bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion.
What else is there left for them to buy? I mean, the next big announcement is that they will buy McDonald's, and then they'll be done. They own everything. I mean, really and truly, it's huge. It's a huge deal.
So if you're a Star Wars fan, are you happy? The news that George Lucas sold Lucasfilm to Disney, and Disney, in the same announcement with Lucas, announced they will be doing a seventh Star Wars film. They'll start production early next year, and the film will be released in 2015. And then there'll be two more after that to come out 2 to 3 years in, you know, okay, the first one comes out 2015, next one comes out 2017, so forth and so on. So this thing's been going on for, this is the 35th year. First one was out in 1977. And how many of you have gotten a great deal of pleasure from Star Wars? What do you think of the announcement that Disney bought Lucasfilm? And if you want to get background to that, you can read that story as well at DougStephan.com. I'm sure there's plenty of coverage on the Internet. That would probably be a good question to get us away from all this focus on the hurricane, Jennifer. So why don't we post on Facebook and Twitter a question about people's thoughts. Is it a good move for Disney to have bought Lucasfilm? And is it a good move to have another Star Wars movie? If you really loved it and thought it had gone as far as it can go, then perhaps you're recoiling at the information. If you love Star Wars and you think any movie about the whole affair, all of the things that were going on in that, the theme, if you will, then you'd be very happy. So, which is it? 800-510-8255. Disney buying Lucasfilm. All right, so is that a good way of phrasing it? How do we phrase what we do on
Facebook?
Yeah,
absolutely. We'll put that up on Facebook. And also, you have a few minutes to chime in on how old is too old to go trick-or-treating, since that's the big topic of discussion today.
It is?
Yeah, facebook.com/Gaday Show.
Oh, all right. And what about, didn't we have something else up there that I remember from yesterday? I don't remember. I follow what you tell me to follow.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about the impact of Hurricane Sandy on you and how old is too old to go trick-or-treating. I will share with you one thing about Hurricane Sandy. Gene wrote to us and said, my son and his family live in Brooklyn. That also includes my 18-month-old granddaughter. Haven't heard from them yet.
Yeah.
If power is out, I will hear sometime. How scary is that to be just disconnected from your family? And this is really a testament to making sure that you have cell phones or you have some sort of plan in place so that you can reach out to your family and connect with them.
Well,
if you don't have power, you don't have the Internet. You don't have, I mean, you just don't have anything.
See how spoiled we are. What did they do 100 years ago?
No, absolutely. I mean, but now we've become used to.
A, 100 years ago, they didn't know there was a storm coming. B, we didn't have fractured families the way we do now. Pretty much everybody lived in the same home, three families, three generations.
And 100 years ago, we were used to that. But now we're used to being connected to people all the time, at least through phone and technology.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough place,
Good point.
I'm sure she's not the only one.
No. All right. So there are some points to be added, and if you'd like to share with us your thoughts, help yourself. It's facebook.com/Gaday Show or on Twitter @Gooday. Yesterday's poll, also at DougStephan.com. Asked you how old is too old for trick-or-treating, similar to, I'm wondering what we got for response to that, Jen, on the
You want to go through
media.
It? We can.
Yeah, let me give you the results of the poll that was conducted, because we all kind of, all the time there's a way we're looking at, and just getting as much out of you as we can. We want to share, because if we don't have your stuff to talk about, what do we talk about? How old is too old for trick-or-treating? 49% of you said 14. 14% of you said 15. 4% of you said 17. 3% of you said 16. 30% of you said you're never too old to trick or treat.
You know, I actually, last year, and I might have shared this with you guys, but last year I was ready to go because my house is on a corner, so it typically is pretty busy for Halloween.
Right.
Last year it was slow, so I had all this candy. Nobody's ringing my doorbell. I'm ready to go. Well, finally, somebody rings my doorbell, and I'm all excited. I go to the door, I open it, and there is an adult standing on my front doorstep.
Really?
And I kind of look behind her to see if there's a kid hiding behind her. Oh, no, there's not. Then I realize this is our local kind of lady that walks around and
bag
obviously
lady?
Experienced
lady.
Too much. Yeah, she had a little too much drugs,
schnapps.
I think, in her time. Yeah.
Schnapps.
So I was kind of annoyed to find that this 40-something-year-old woman is trick-or-treating, but I thought, you know what, I'm not going to have an altercation. I was home alone. Mm-hmm. So I give her a piece of candy. She requested that I gave her this. She goes, that's the bad candy. Can you give me a Snickers?
Really?
She asked me for she custom ordered her candy. All right. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. How old is too old to go trick-or-treating? She wasn't dressed in costume, by the way.
No.
Debbie said, never. Juliana said, never. Mary Elena said, 212. That's too old. Yeah. I agree with her. Lee said, when you're so old, you've lost all your teeth and your dentures just accidentally fell into the toilet. Yeah, that is pretty old. Dee Dee said, I think as long as the kids are respectful and not rude, there's no cutoff. But when a teenager comes to my door with an entitlement attitude, it really gets under my skin. Mm-hmm. That being said, I'll probably cut my kids off around 12. Karen said, Doug, did you take Charlotte trick-or-treating?
I did.
You did that?
I did take Charlotte once.
That's very cute.
I won't do it. There's not much trick-or-treating going on here. Matter of fact, the police in their robocall last night on the status of the storm suggested that people not walk through the neighborhoods because there are still wires down in certain areas. That the best way to do it is go in cars from house to house, that kind of stuff.
Why don't we just reschedule Halloween for like Saturday?
Well, that might not be a bad idea. I think that's been done in years past. Last year, we had a snowstorm here on Halloween.
I remember.
And it was pushed until, I think, the following. It was Friday or Saturday night, if I'm not mistaken. One of the considerations is that this weekend we turn our clock back.
Oh, we do?
I fall ahead.
Thank you for reminding me.
Turn it ahead this Saturday, and then you wait until, March sometime to turn it back. So it'll be dark at 5 o'clock. If you wait till this weekend. So maybe it's better to do it now if you can. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What time does trick-or-treating start in your neighborhood? A, as soon as the children get home from school. B, around sunset. C, after dinner. D, between 6 and 7 p.m. E, between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. F, I don't know. Okay, that's fair enough.
I usually notice that, you know, the younger kids will come earlier, but usually as soon as it gets dark or the sun starts to go down.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween makes me so sad. I miss my childhood a little bit because it was such a special day for my dad and I. He would come and pick me up at the house.
Really?
My parents were divorced. And then we'd go walk the neighborhood. And then we'd get in the car and we'd drive to my aunt's house. And then we would drive in the car and go to my grandma's house. She was always the last stop. And, of course, my aunt and my grandma would always have, like, a special little bag of goodies made up. So much fun. Did you ever trick-or-treat when you were little?
Yes, I did. And
by yourself, with your parent?
I think with my two sisters, as I recall. Been a long time. But I do remember going trick-or-treating. Actually, we had two traditions in the neighborhood that involved a wagon and a tractor. One of them was being brought around to various homes on the wagon behind the tractor. And also at Christmas time, we used to go out Christmas caroling behind the tractor in a wagon. People would just go out and have a great time. It was kind of fun. But we did a lot of things.
Cool.
There weren't a lot of children in my neighborhood anyway. There weren't a lot of people that lived in the neighborhood. But the ones who did all worked sort of together, chipped in together, and had fun together. It was a good lesson about how to do things, frankly. Speaking of lessons, had a call earlier in the hour from somebody in New Jersey who was concerned because she was a veteran and she wasn't able to get through for some of the I think, as I remember the story, correct me if I'm wrong, Jennifer, she had tried to get through to get benefits and wasn't able to, and so she wanted to pass along a number for those in New Jersey who were looking for help. It was 855 Vet Talk, right? Do I have that story correctly in my mind?
Yeah, and that's how it came across to me, too.
Okay, so let me help you also with another group that helps a lot of veterans, and that's the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They provide a lot of services and programs, not just for veterans who have received the Purple Heart, but for all veterans, and especially this time under the circumstances, if you're on the East Coast, you need their programs, you need their help. You need all kinds of things. Maybe you need medical care. So if you'd like to assist in helping homeless veterans or veterans in general who need help, you could perhaps donate a car or a boat or some cash to the Purple Heart Service Foundation to help them help provide funding for a lot of the veterans programs they do. All the donations, whether it's cash, cars, boats, whatever it is, are completely tax deductible. Information on how to donate, 877-743-1631. Again, 877-743-1631.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
The Doug Good Day Program, 800-510-8255. One of the things happening during this crisis, I guess that's a word you could use for the hurricane, 15,000 flights canceled around the world. 15,000 flights. Airplanes sitting all over the place not being used. So I noticed a lot of the airlines are offering big sales to get cash through the door, because they've had to just park their planes for 2, 3, 4 days.
Well, and they're also giving refunds to people,
yeah,
too, which
right.
they kind of have to do.
Yeah, they kind of have to. We all have to be flexible. I know that I'm running a small business. I told you we were talking about this off the air. I'm not getting any checks. Most of my checks come from agencies in New York. They're all shut down. No money flowing. The banks are closed. The Fed was closed. Everything was closed. All right. So here's an announcement that may affect those of you who give a darn about Robert Pattinson. Last week it was, or the week before, wasn't it, when what's-his-face got a deal for $7 million to do one of the, which was Chanel No. 5, wasn't it, that Pitt did?
Brad Pitt did,
yeah.
Yes.
All right, so Robert Pattinson's got a $12 million deal to hawk what?
I wouldn't buy anything he's hawking. That's just me personally.
Right.
But he's got the new face of Dior. He's going to do it. Yeah, and it's not just a short-term deal. This is a 3-year, $12.5 million deal for the Dior fragrance line. The print ad will start up in the next couple of months. So you'll see that. Plus, he's going to do TV commercials and the whole nine yards.
Hulk Hogan settled his sex tape lawsuit against his pal, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, they're friends again. Can you believe it?
Sweet. No terms of the settlement were released.
Right.
51 after on Good Day.
Yeah.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
For new business startups launching because of the Jobs Act, and in that Jobs Act, the new Crowdfunding Act, and that certainly means a game changer for a lot of people who are involved in business in the American economy. So the Good Day program is here to help spread the news, the information, for those who are looking for brighter economic times. We have this new daily feature about crowdfunding called Startup America News. Here's Mike Hayes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Startup America News featuring crowdfund news. And today we've got an exciting guest. It's Matt Cook, who's a pioneer in crowdfunding and CEO and founder of Crowdfund Buzz. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Matt, tell me about what makes Crowdfund Buzz different than a crowdfunding platform.
Well, Crowdfund Buzz is not a platform. It is a centralized directory, a showcase, if you will, of current crowdfunding projects. So what we found is it's really difficult for somebody who starts a crowdfund project to stand out from the crowd. Crowdfunding has become very, very popular. Kickstarter has, from our estimates, 100 to 200 new projects that start each day, and it's becoming increasingly difficult for a new project to stand out from the crowd. And so what we offer is a centralized directory that represents all of the crowdfund platforms. We give projects a place to stand out through their own individual listings.
Now, some of the crowdfund platforms provide pretty good free coaching and help. So why will people need Crowdfund Buzz?
Well, Crowdfund Buzz is really an additional service. So they're still going to be on Indiegogo or Kickstarter or any of the other popular platforms. Rocket Hub is another example. We're an add-on service, so we really offer them a way to make their campaign more visible, both through social media, through traditional media, search engine optimization. We can also submit their video to multiple video sites. So we give them a lot more hooks in the water, if you will, ways to become a lot more visible, and ways for their campaign to become, to give their campaign a better chance to become viral. That's really the key to success for most of these crowdfunding projects.
Now, the crowdfunding CEOs of these different platforms that I've interviewed readily acknowledge and say that you have to either have a pretty good crowd already to appeal to, or you're going to have a hard time kind of getting traction. Is Crowdfund Buzz there to kind of help prime the pump for people who either don't have a big group already or a list of loyal followers and kind of helping to get your social media started? Is that the idea?
That's exactly the idea. So we already have people that come to our site every day, thousands of people that come to the site who are already interested in crowdfunding. And the reason these people come to our site is they don't want to go to 10 or 12 or 20 different crowdfunding platforms to look at the latest projects. What our site does is we have them all in one centralized location. It's really a crowdfunding showcase. So users who are very interested in crowdfunding come to our site every day to see the latest projects. And then we also have an email list that we send out, thousands of names on a list, an opt-in list of people that are saying, send me the latest crowdfunding projects and I'm going to take a look at them. So we already have a very interested audience for people that post on our site.
Now, I understand that you're also using traditional TV, radio, print, etc., to kind of cast a bigger net and use digital marketing fusion using the blend of traditional media with online media. Is that really a key advantage that you can bring to the table and make that affordable?
It is. So we use traditional media, newspapers as an example, to bring traffic to our website. And we can also offer that as an additional service to people who are posting projects, crowdfunding projects, to our site. So we can get media buys across a lot of different traditional media channels. And crowdfunding is a really hot topic in traditional media right now. And it can get a lot of eyeballs to your project and generate a lot of interest.
In other words, you're putting the crowd in crowdfunding.
Absolutely. I like that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Matt Cook, CEO and founder of Crowdfund Buzz. You can learn more about crowdfunding at startupamericanews.org.
Yes, check out Crowdfund News.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.